The Gemara in Daf Laman of an Aleph, the Mishnah actually brings down that one of the takanas of Yechim and Zaki was Shiyehei Yom Hanef Kulo Yaser. The day of bringing the Omer to Zayin Nisan should be totally Yaser, and you're not allowed to have the new tool until the end of the day. The reason for this is, the Gemara says, is because Be'ez Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash will be Nivna, your Meher Yibana Beis Hamikdash, and if we can mistakenly think that just like Bizman HaChorban, we could eat right away. Then you could do that Bizman HaMikdash, and we're not going to know they're going to have to wait longer, and therefore they're misakim that the whole day would be usser. And then Gemara goes through, is trying to figure out when exactly we're chayshish that the Beis HaMikdash will be built. And Gemara comes out that it could be, we're talking about we're chayshish that the Mikdash will be built, b'chameser samach l'shkiyah zechama, inami devna belalya. Either it will be on the 15th on Yom Tov, right near Shkia, or during the nighttime. And that's the chashash, where we're worried that there could come out this kilkul, that we're going to eat the Chadosh like we did the previous year. So Rashi here is bothered with the Kasha, that how can it be the Beis HaMikdash, that we're Chayshish, and Mikdash will be Nivna, either Balayla or on Yom Tov? We have a cloud, the Gemara says, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Daicha Yom Tov, and it can't be done Balayla either. You can't be binding the Beis HaMikdash Balayla. So how can the Gemara say over here, that we're Chayshish, that the Mikdash will be Nivna, Balayla, or on Yom Tov? And Rashi answers, the Pelda Kechidish, and that's talking about the regular Beis HaMikdash, by Svishin or by Sheni, but by Shlishi, we're not going to build the cloud. It's going to come down. It's going to come down already when a Shemayim built. And the Mela that can happen even on Yom Tov, even on Shabbos, and even Balayla. So it's a mavur from Rashi Chinnish, and Taisa says this as well, that the Binyan by Shlishi will come down when a Shemayim. We're not going to actually build it. The Archon Aaron Sukkah has a cash on this, but the Yeratzon, we say every day during davening, Yeratzon, Mufanach Hashem Lekinav Lekav Zemishi, Banei Beis HaMikdash, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build, that we should build the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean, Shibana? The Beis HaMikdash is built already. It's going to come down, but there's no building that will take place. It should be, we should dominate Ratzon, Shigala Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash should be revealed. But how can we dominate this? Should be built? If we're not going to build it, it's already built. We just need, we're waiting for it to come down, Min HaShemayim. That's a kasha among other kashas that he asks on Rashi. And I thought that perhaps he could be miyashiv this kasha with the Kabbalah Yisod from the Meral Diskin. I'm sure Diskin in his Sefer Al HaTorah is bothered with the kasha, that how could it be that the Bais Shlishi is going to be Nivna, it's going to come down Min HaShemayim? If that's the case, then Klai Yisrael is not going to be Mekayim. The mitzvah of Asli Mikdash is a mitzvah of Asli Mikdash. We're Mechuyiv to build the Bais Mikdash. It's a mitzvah. How could it be that we're going to lose out on this mitzvah by the Bais Mikdash coming down Min HaShemayim? And he has another kasha, what's the Lashon of Saint Tfilas on Mesafin? We say Vaharenu B'Vinyanai V'Samchenu B'Sikunai, referring to the Binyan Bais Mikdash. What are these two things? The Binyanai and Sikunai, what are these two things referring to? So Pshulei Diskin wants to say like this. He says that really the Beis HaMikdash will come down Min HaShemayim, but it will not come down complete. It's going to be missing certain chalakim. Perhaps the Mizbeach will be missing certain things. The Menorah will be missing a kaftar, a perach. Different things will be missing in the minyan. So it will come down, but we're going to have to be mashlim whatever's missing. We're going to have to make these tikkunim to be mashlim the minyan. And when we are mashlim the minyan for our tikkunim, then the binyan will be complete, and that's considered as if we were binyan the Beis HaMikdash. We were mekayim the mitzvah of binyan because we were mashlim it, and if we're mashlim it, that's considered that we did the whole binyan. The whole binyan will be nikra al shmeinu, and we mela, that would be a kiyam of the mitzvah of asuli mikdash. And he says that's the pshat over here in the Lashon of the Sefer Musaf. Harenu b'vinyanai means that we're going to see the binyan, meaning the binyan will come down in a shemayim. But we're going to be sad because we lost out on the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But Samchenu B'Sikunai means when we are able to be Mesak in it and have a Chelik in it as well, then that will bring us Simcha, and then we will talk have the complete Simcha when we are Mishtatav in the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And perhaps the Finai can be Miyashav B'Kashav of the Aruch Laner, how we could say Yerotzim Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'Mher B'Yameinu, even though it's going to come down in HaShemayim, but at the end of the day there will be a little bit missing. There's going to be a Binyan that we're going to have to do, and only then it will be complete, and that's what we refer to when we say Shibana Beis HaMikdash B'Mher B'Yameinu, that binyan, those tikkunim that we're going to do to be mekayim the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash.